One of the most determining factors in achieving personal success is persistence. Life is full of examples to prove this. Take inventors such as Thomas Edison, who invented the first practical electric light bulb, not the first one, but the first practical one. Although there had been other electric light systems prior to Edison's invention, they just were not practical at all for the commercial market and home use, mainly because they either had a short lifespan or demanded too high a voltage to function. Even with his vacuum-sealed globe, he needed a filament which would have an acceptable endurance. In his Menlo laboratory, they tested over 6,000 different materials and combination of materials, over 6,000, in order to come up with a filament which would last an acceptable 1,200 hours. Then that was carbonized bamboo fiber. Persistence led him to invent the practical light bulb, and eventually an electrical delivery system which saved many lives from fires caused by gas and oil lights. Persistence. Over 6,000 tries. In the sports world, many times persistence has led to stars of their particular sport. Now I'm going back a few years, but one only has to look at two greats of football. Johnny Unitas, and Raymond Barry. Upon entering the professional ranks, they both were not projected as anything but average players at best. Backups. But together they practiced every day. Every day for hours, throwing and catching. Every day throughout the years to get better and better and better. Their persistence paid off. For both of them became legendary stars of the NFL. And I saw their images in the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton this past summer. Persistence. Story after story can be told about how persistence has paid off in order to reach personal goals and success. Without that persistent drive, many miss out on all that life can offer them. To give up upon the first or second try can lead to certain failure. To the persistent person, momentary failures are fuel to increase their efforts towards success. Now, this is exactly what the gospel lesson this morning so vividly proclaims. Jesus in this lesson is presenting the importance and the need of prayer. It is not only about the need of prayer, but the need to be persistent in prayer. He told a parable about the importance and never losing heart and being persistent. There was a certain judge who neither feared or believed in God, nor did he have any regard or respect for people in his territory. By nature of this description, this could not have been a Jewish judge. In such cases as this widow, judgments in Jewish tradition had to be made by three judges. Not one is portrayed here. And they were also have believed in God. Instead, he was a Roman judge, appointed by Rome or the Roman governor of the region. This meant that he may even not have been from that region at all. To no one's surprise, these judges were often corrupt. Their basis of justice was founded in a system of payoffs, influence, and bribery. Unless there was a payoff or high influence involved, a plaintiff would have little to no chance of winning, no less even been given a hearing. The case would fall on deaf ears. Get away. In Jesus' parable, this is exactly what was happening. There was a widow who evidently had a legitimate grievance. Being a widow, she would neither have the payoff money or perhaps the influence for the judge to do any more than he customarily did. Ignore her. Even though she knew the odds were against her, and even though she was not ignorant of the corrupt judicial system of the Romans, she proceeded to the judge, seeking justice against her opponent. Now, of course, the judge, being true to his profession and corrupt system of justice of that day, did what he always did in such cases. He totally ignored her. Didn't even look at her. Ordinarily, that would have ended the matter right there. Most threw up their hands and said, it's a lost cause. You can't fight City Hall. And just leave in failure. But in this instance, the judge was totally oblivious to the fact of what persistence would play in his system of justice. He would soon find out, for the one thing this widow had on her side was vigorous persistence. She just wouldn't give up. Time and time again, day after day, she came to him, grant me justice against my opponent, she would plead. Now, like in most cases, the judge just kept pushing her aside. To him, she was just an annoyance, just another interruption of the day. She would go away. This woman, though, was unlike any other. As time went on, he soon discovered that fact. She was relentless day in and day out. Not only had she become a daily annoyance, but a constant nag, a thorn in his life. Out of sheer desperation for peace, he finally said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. like many persistent people. Her persistence paid off, for she was victorious and received justice. Now, what does this all mean? First, it must be understood that the judge in this parable was not meant to represent God. Just the opposite. Jesus clarifies this when he says, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them." Now, Jesus was saying God had compassion. Not like the corrupt judge. And God is swift in his response to his children's cry for help. Sounds good. But in reality, is his answer always so swift? Additionally, if it is, why is persistence a necessary quality in our pleas for God? There seems to be a contradiction here. But maybe not. For first, there must be a life of persistent prayer. Those whose life is an unceasing prayer are the ones who find the reality of a relationship with an understanding of God. This relationship is enhanced through prayer being a persistent part of life. Now, I am not particularly talking about formalized prayers, but rather the day in and day out relationship with God, sharing our thoughts, our needs, our pain, our sorrows, as well as our successes and joys with Him. It's to recognize that God is a living God who is among us. The life of prayer is the persistence which we have in sharing the nitty-gritty realities of life as we live in His presence, wherever we may be, or wherever we may go. That is being persistent in prayer. That is the life of prayer. Now, this does not preclude or deny the existence of those quiet times which are set aside to voice particular prayers. There is a persistence in these times of prayers also. Now, that's first. Second, this persistence can be said to include prayers by others. You know, there have been studies which seem to indicate that in cases of prayers for the sick, the more known people who pray in their behalf, the healing process seems to respond better. This is the persistence of collective prayers. The collective prayers of the fellowship of believers, the body of Christ. And I don't have to say this to you because we've seen this. We've seen this within our own fellowship. The persistence of the prayer life. Third, the persistence of our prayers may not seem to give us our desired wishes or results. On the surface, this may be very true, for the answer may come with unexpected and not asked for results. This is not an indication of a less loving God. Far from it. Let's take, for example, The example of growing up. For all of us, there were times in which we sought something from our parents. Or maybe be given permission to do something, and they denied our request. Happy thoughts about that happened. Now, we thought at that moment, they just don't love me. But that wasn't the case. No, for the denial was most likely for our own good. Their knowledge of life did what was best for us, or which kept us out of harm's way. They had a much greater perspective of life than we did. The answer, although it was made out of love, was not the answer, though, that we wished. You know, this is the same with God. His perspective of life and understanding of us is far greater than we can comprehend. And thus he may choose another answer than we anticipated and wished for. It is no less an answer out of love. Finally, it takes the persistence of faith to understand and accept God's answers to our prayer for life. It is this persistence of faith which can be so difficult to live. And this is why Jesus ended in saying, and he was very realistic. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The prerequisite to prayer is the persistence of faith that God's presence is a reality. A reality in our lives. This leads to the persistence of prayer as we walk through the life in the presence of God. It is only then our persistence will have the desired outcome which we seek. Make no mistake. This persistence will be even more effective than that of Thomas Edison. Or even Johnny Yu and Raymond Berry. This life of persistence will have the ultimate of outcomes, the ultimate victory, for it will be eternal presence with God's love. This is our joy, which gives us the hope to continue to live that life in Christ, no matter the trials along the way. Persistence in knowing that God is there with us will always pay off big time. Amen.